The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Welcome back to Missing. I am Tim, here today with Lance. Lance, how are you today?
I'm a little nervous today, Tim, because we're starting this alternative format just so we can keep the visibility out there, keep the awareness raised for these missing people that we speak with, and we'll get into that. But first, I don't want to overlook the fact that you're smiling right now, so how are you?
I'm doing great, Lance. I am excited to try this new format. And we are recording this on May 31st, 2022, after the long weekend. And it was a nice, relaxing weekend over here on this end. And so I am excited to jump back into the saddle and speak about missing people.
And happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. I hope you all had a great long weekend. I'm also very excited about this. It's a nervous anxiousness, but we're going to get right into it. We're going to, like you said, hop on that saddle and ride this crazy horse.
We sure are. So this is a new format that we're trying to do regularly or semi-regularly, and we're going to be speaking about some of our upcoming episodes. We're going to be speaking about some of the episodes that just aired on the Missing feed, and we'll read some YouTube comments for some of those episodes. And then we're going to touch on some news topics, maybe one or two news cases at the end. And then we're going to get out of here. It's going to be a quicker episode.
We're going to set up the pins and then roll that ball.
Yes. And before we get into it, Lance, I just want to tell our audience about Missing Premium. And you can subscribe to Missing Premium at missing.supportingcast.fm. And you get ad-free episodes. Every single one of our episodes is ad-free. For the price of buying us a coffee per month, you can get access to all of this. So again, check it out at missing.supportingcast.fm.
I just had a sip of coffee. As you said, you could buy us a cup for the price of a cup of coffee. And I got to say how much I appreciate a good cup of coffee. So big thanks there. Also, part of that Missing Premium feed is our Hidden Opinions show, where we give our opinions. We're still toying around with the title because we technically reveal the opinions, but I guess they come out from being hidden.
Right.
And you can hear
it's
us get into... Very confusing. It's worth the listen just to figure out what's hidden and what's not.
Yes.
And we get into our opinions more, our theories more. We might speculate a little bit more. There's a lot of stuff that happens on the public feed show that we say that we just have to cut out because we don't want to influence anybody, lead something, you know, a thought process down the wrong path. And also just to highlight the fact that there are scumbags out there. And sometimes we like to talk shit about people who are scumbags who are likely responsible for someone's death or disappearance.
Yeah. And it's like oddly cathartic to call somebody a scumbag.
Not oddly at all for me anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't feel as good doing it on the public feed. Anyway, right. Lance, we are hitting the road this August with True Crime Obsessed and Maggie Freeling, specifically Patrick Hines of True Crime Obsessed. And Lance, we're hitting up 6 different cities in the fine month of August 2022.
It's going to be a little mini tour. We're going to be doing, we're going to be going into all the hot states during August, which I think is, I don't know if that's like intentional planning just to really push us to see how far we can, you know, endure this. But starting on August 3rd, we're in Orlando, Florida. Then we go to the fine town, the fine city town, West Palm Beach, Florida on the 4th. We take a break on the 5th and we are back at it in Atlanta, Georgia on the 6th, right? Saturday the 6th.
That's right. I want to see Payne Lindsay there.
Payne Lindsay's name is on the list, the comp list.
Payne. Good.
Yep, Payne and Donald.
Good. And then Friday, August 19th, we visit St. Paul, Minnesota. And Saturday, August 20th, we fly south to Dallas, Texas, and then Houston, Texas on Sunday, August 21st. And you can get your tickets at truecrimeobsessed.com.
Great. See you there.
Okay, Lance. And so we wanted to touch on some of our most recent episodes on the missing feed. And one of them was the disappearance of Jessica Guarino from Goldsboro, North Carolina. She went missing in January of 2012. She was 21 at the time of her disappearance, somewhere between 5'6 and 5'10 and 130 and 150 pounds. And we just released an episode about her, and her sister Ashley was in the episode. She spoke to our coworker Jennifer Amell, and it's a fascinating mystery and a real frustrating case as well.
Exactly. And this is a really good example of what you'll get on Hidden Opinions, because the person most likely associated with her disappearance, but definitely associated with getting her involved in some serious drugs, is a man named Carson Cameron, who we have described as having an extremely punchable face. And I actually insulted pigs by saying he was a pig of a human being, but pigs are, in fact, very smart and clean. And this is the opposite of that. So, yes, this is very frustrating and tragic because it involves that element of drugs and individuals who can't seem to get out of their own way in regards to leading a normal life. We go through the rap sheet of this guy, and you don't have to lead like a straight as an arrow normal life to be respectable, but this guy can't stay away from being arrested. It's nonstop, his rap sheet. And the grooming that he did to Jessica.
Yeah, grooming, gaslighting, and there's some really disturbing moments. One of them especially disturbing was when this fellow, Carson, showed Ashley, Jessica's sister, a video of Jessica apparently having taken heroin for the very first time. And Ashley describes this video as being about a half an hour long, and Carson laughing at showing Jessica's sister, Ashley, this video of Jessica sort of being catatonic in this state. And it's hard to picture something more disturbing in this particular episode.
Yeah. Yeah. We get into it and we talk about just like the process that had to have been going on in Carson Cameron's mind to even introduce her one to heroin. Think that it was appropriate to then shoot a video of her, then laugh during it, and then show it to the sister. It just really speaks to how low this individual is.
Right. And turning to the YouTube comments, Jessica's grandmother, or at least someone going by the name Vivian McNabb, who claims to be Jessica's grandmother, wrote a comment on the video. She said, "I am Jessica's grandmother, and I find it odd that no one has described the area of Carson's house on Old Grantham Road. I went to Goldsboro and down to where that house is. First, there was nothing back there except an electrical yard." Does she mean fence there, electric fence maybe?
Yeah, no, I when I read that, I was almost picturing like one of those invisible electric fences that mm-hmm. keeps the dogs in.
Right. And she says, "Second, at night it is pitch dark. Even your headlights don't light it up. And thirdly, behind that house is a huge field. A grid search was never made. Jessica has not gotten justice from the beginning. And thank you for bringing light to her case."
You learn something new every time you do something like this. And I read that thing about the electrical yard, and I didn't even make the connection until I said it out loud. I think it's like a power area,
mm-hmm.
like an electrical yard, like where they have, like, you know, electrical generators or something.
Right.
Yeah. I had the same thought that it was like an electric fence until we just said that out loud. So thank you to Vivian.
Thank you to Vivian. And there's another comment here on YouTube from JW28. Says, "You can use EBT cards without ID. People sell their EBT balance for half off. So if I have an EBT card with $100 on it, I would sell it for $50. And it is a part, sort of a specific detail that comes up in the episode where it's speculated that possibly Jessica uses her EBT card, or maybe Carson had Jessica's. But this commenter is saying it's actually feasible to have sold it, and you know, it doesn't mean whoever used it did anything criminal.
Yep. Good to note. Good to note. JW28 pretty much says the most obvious thing in regards to this case. Methadone is an absolute nightmare. So GD hard to get off of. That makes me think that JW28, the same person who mentioned the EBT card, might have some experience or know somebody with some experience trying to get off of methadone, trying to get off of heroin.
Right, right. Methadone is what they give you to try to get off of heroin, but it is also highly addictive. And
yeah.
And so I think that's what Jessica was going through around the time of her disappearance. And she was trying to shake her drug habit.
Yeah, yeah. And it shows that the people who are listening and commenting on YouTube with this JW28 individual, so, there are so many elements that we don't consider immediately that will resonate with people. We keep saying, you know, it's a tragic situation if you're raised and nurtured in an environment that, you know, has a lot of drug use in your community. And we've never been there, you know. So having people listen to that and comment on it is really helpful to know that the information that is out there could be corrected or not. You know, we could be saying something completely inaccurate until we know that somebody who has experienced it can comment. So your comments are read and totally appreciated.
Absolutely. And Lance, we are speaking with David Robinson in an upcoming episode. I believe that one is coming out on June 9th. And we spoke to him already once. He is the father of Daniel Robinson. Daniel Robinson went missing from Buckeye, Arizona in the summer of 2021. And David Robinson, who we met at CrimeCon, is an absolute force of nature in searching for his son, Daniel.
First comment on the YouTube video is basically what we collectively think and what I was going to even open up my discussion about David and Daniel. Thailander says, "The world needs more like this father." And you said he's a force of nature, and he really is. He is laser focused on finding his son. And the more you hear about this, the more layers peel back to reveal some details that are truly fascinating.
Yeah, and suspicious.
Yeah.
Daniel went missing sort of out in the desert, June 23rd, 2021, and first his car was missing, and then his car was found out in that desert in Arizona. And there's more suspicious detail to this case than I would have thought. When I first heard about it, it sounded like maybe Daniel hit his head and wandered off after this accident. But after speaking with David a couple times now, I don't know that that's what I think. It actually sounds a lot more suspicious than that.
There was not one sentence that David said when he was talking about the circumstances of his son's disappearance that didn't have some additional point of suspicion. the car is in an accident, but look at the black box information. That car shouldn't have been in that location. His hard hat was in there. Couldn't have just been his hard hat that was in the vehicle as well. His hard hat was overturned and full of water. That was not rainwater.
Right.
Last person to see Daniel just happened to see Daniel in the scope of his rifle while he was target practicing. So everything that David says always has this tail on it, this point on it that makes you just scratch your head, frown, and say that, well, that's incredibly odd. That's suspicious.
Yeah. It's absolutely a tragic story, and we want to invite you to check out pleasehelpfinddaniel.com. There is a petition. There are ways to donate there. Please sign the petition. Just takes a few minutes, or a minute even, and yeah. You could donate if you've got the means, and also you can print the flyer. They're looking for ambassadors in different cities across the country who will print these flyers out, who will help spread the word of Daniel's disappearance.
And that petition, once you sign it, that goes towards the effort in changing the status of Daniel's case to an endangered person, I believe. So what you're doing is you're trying to accelerate the investigation into his disappearance. And something else that's really impressive on pleasehelpfinddaniel.com is the search area. You can volunteer to search, and you can check out the area where they've already searched, and they've divided it up into a grid, and it just really speaks to how organized David is and how he is really utilizing his military background to, I guess, like, make everything that he's doing on his own without the help of law enforcement as efficient as possible.
Yeah, it's very impressive. He's got a military background, does David, and I think that's really helped him in his search and in a lot of aspects, and just compartmentalizing how sad it is that Daniel is missing, but also in organizing volunteers, searches, media. I mean, I'm endlessly impressed by their website and the media they've put together. In searching. It's unlike most missing person cases. It's truly impressive.
Yeah. And I just want to give a quick shout out to our listener, Susan, our shout out Susan listener. She had listened to the quick interview that we conducted with David when we were at CrimeCon, and she was just riveted by it, obviously, and she feels for the man. And she sent us a list of questions, and we incorporated most of those questions into our interview with him. And the ones that we didn't incorporate, he answered on his own. He in a way, answered those questions. So again, we love it when the listeners contribute like that, because some of those I wouldn't have even thought of. And we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Do you find yourself captivated by the inexplicable, entranced by enigmas, and tantalized by the unknown? We are Shane and Josh Waters, brothers who will weave you through tales that have mystified us for years. From haunted hotels to inexplicable disappearances,
our episodes offer you a panoramic view of the world's greatest mysteries, leaving no stone unturned, no clue unnoticed.
With a gripping narrative, we invite you to join us on a journey into realms of the unexplained.
We're unraveling the mysteries that have perplexed humanity for ages.
So, armchair detectives, curious minds, and seekers of the strange, it's time to put on your headphones and dim the lights.
Dive into the uncanny world of the Mystery Inc. podcast and prepare for a journey into the unknown that you'll never forget. And remember, some mysteries are better left unsolved, but not unexplored. Step into the hidden corridors of the past with Hometown History, where every episode uncovers the untold stories and secrets nestled in the streets and alleys of our own backyards. We bring history to life, revealing the extraordinary in the ordinary, from local legends to forgotten tales that shape the communities we know today. Tune into Hometown History and embark on a journey through time, right from where you are. Gather round, friend, and join me by the fire. I have a secret to share. When I was a child, I lived with my grandma. She allowed me to watch unsolved mysteries. Fast forward to 2008, my freshman year of college. A series of armed robberies on campus escalated into a serial rapist's reign of terror. That's when I created my first crime podcast. In January 2014, I picked up the podcast again from my college roommate who fell for an underage girl online, to the chilling story of a murdered nun in 1969 Baltimore, and in the Throwaway series, I share my own journey of overcoming homelessness and how that experience led me to unmask a serial killer and identify three of his Jane Doe victims. This is Foul Play Crime Series, where the stories are real and the truth is waiting to be discovered.
Thanks to our sponsors, and now we're back to the program. And Lance, our latest release was about the disappearance of Joshua J. Stratton from a small town in Nebraska, Alvo, Nebraska, June 20th, 2018. And this episode came in to Private Investigations for the Missing, which a lot of our episodes come in via. And Jennifer Amell works with the researchers and works to record these episodes and really bring some publicity to these cases. A lot of these cases are lesser known. This is one of them. Joshua J. Stratton, his case was not known very well. He was 33 years old at the time of his disappearance, about 6'4 and 210 pounds. And this is definitely a suspicious disappearance and also a tragic one. And as we sit here recording this, we don't have any YouTube comments to read, but that video will be out on Thursday, June 2nd.
One quick point in regards to Joshua's disappearance is that he does suffer from schizophrenia, and he needs prescription medication, which was left behind. And that, to me, is one of the more tragic elements of his disappearance, is that he has this condition that, in all likelihood, he wouldn't voluntarily leave his medication behind, I don't think. So at this time, not knowing where Joshua is, you just know that he's suffering. So very important to listen to this episode. And also, if you do have any information on Joshua's disappearance, you are instructed to contact the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 402-296-9322. And if you have any information on Jessica Garino's disappearance, you are instructed to contact the Wayne County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office at 919-580-4065 or the Irwin, Tennessee Police Department at 423-330-4604. And if you have any information on the disappearance of Daniel Robinson, again, that is pleasehelpfinddaniel.com, and you'll see the number there for the tip line. There's also an anonymous tip line. And that number is 844-602-0660.
And you can go to pleasehelpfinddaniel.com/contact, and you can actually submit an anonymous tip through the site. And you can also call 803-200-7994.
And last number, last bit of information, last bit of contact information to give. You can also submit tips to investigationsforthemissing.org by calling 866-331-6660. That's 866-331-6660 or emailing PIFTMtips@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And check out what they're doing at investigationsforthemissing.org. Okay, Lance, now we wanted to highlight a recent case, sort of a case that's been in the news and it's highly disturbing. It is about the apparent abduction of Elnaz Hajmatiri. And this happened in Canada, in Wasaga Beach, Ontario, Canada. And I've been following the case on Instagram. You can find their Instagram page at simply Bring Elnaz Home. That's Bring, B-R-I-N-G, Elnaz, E-L-N-A-Z, Home. And their family posts every day on Instagram. And this is a really shocking case. Elnaz was apparently abducted from a home. She was actually apparently taken by three males in a white SUV. And the story goes a little deeper in that she had broken up with her ex-boyfriend and then apparently was followed to this house that was not hers, where she was abducted from. Very tragic case and simply terrifying.
And there were these markers, these red flags leading up to her abduction where she was attacked right around Christmas, I believe, December 20th, I believe. And she was hit with a frying pan. And there's a really disturbing picture of her in the hospital after she received up to 40 stitches, 35 to 40 stitches, going from the middle of her forehead up to into her hairline, hit with a frying pan, and then she gets abducted. So this is one of those situations where, like you said, we're monitoring how it's unfolding. We're monitoring all of the developments on it, and part of what we're doing with this new format is keeping these new ones out there, making sure that these new ones that might fly under the radar don't fly under the radar. So yeah, look into this one. If you have any information, make sure that you contact the right investigative departments. I'm assuming that this one would be the Ontario Provincial Police Department.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call Crime Stoppers anonymously as well at 1-800-222-TIPS, or you can call the designated tip line at 1-866-876-5423 and dial extension 7250. And Lance, they actually made an arrest in this case, I want to say a month or two ago, but there's still a lot more work to do. They only made one arrest, and they're actually searching, sort of a manhunt situation where they're searching for Harshdeep Binner. And I could have pronounced that incorrectly. I was going to apologize to him, but I don't care if I got his name wrong. But
you're pronouncing it phonetically.
Okay, thank you. And we will make sure to share this picture. Harshdeep is 23 years old, apparently, of Brampton, Ontario, and he needs to be found. So let's spread this picture around as far and wide as we can. And of course, Elnaz is still missing. She was 37 years old at the time of her disappearance, about 5'3", slim build, shoulder-length black hair, gray and black leggings, and a long-sleeve top when she was abducted, apparently on January 12th, 2022 at 8:30 p.m. from a house on Wasaga Beach, Ontario, taken by three men. Okay, everybody, and we wanted to let you know another upcoming episode that we've got is a researcher roundtable with some of our researchers from Private Investigations for the Missing. And if you want more information on that fantastic nonprofit, check it out at investigationsforthemissing.org. And please follow the social pages. There are links in our show notes for that. And Lance, it was great to speak with some three different researchers that we hadn't met, hadn't recorded with, and they've been helping us, helping the nonprofit with research.
I think it was such perfect timing because we're really getting into the rhythm of getting these missing person cases broken down and delivered to us in a way where we can present it to the listeners and keep that awareness going. And we keep mentioning the researchers that work behind the scenes. And what a wonderful thing to put faces and voices to those names and to hear where they came from, why they decided to get into this, even their processes. They have different processes, each of them. Some of them have like a very controlled mess that they work out of. Some of them are very detailed in their, you know, spreadsheet addicts. And it's very cool to listen to. And if you, I've said this 100 times and I'm sorry, but if you're on the fence about whether or not you want to volunteer for a nonprofit like PIs for the Missing, or if you want to volunteer for PIs for the Missing, this might put you over the top because most people who listen, who comment, think to themselves, what can I do though? And this is something that you can do. And that was the overall theme to these researcher roundtables, is that they all thought the same thing. I listen to this, I consume it, I move on to the next one, I do the same thing, but what can I do? And for 5 to 10 hours a week, it's a pretty fulfilling and productive way to contribute to these families who have missing loved ones. And the same thing, Tim, is going to happen with the investigators who work behind the scenes from PIs for the Missing. We'll have these PI roundtables. If you're enjoying watching random clips, or maybe not random clips, but if you're enjoying watching clips of Greg Overacker talk about his bounty hunting days at CrimeCon, then you get a little bit of a treat because he'll be part of these roundtables. And him, Lou, Andy, Vanessa, I'm really looking forward to that as well because, again, putting the faces to the names, the voices to the names, and hearing how each one approaches this job with a completely different process, completely different outlook.
Yeah, absolutely. That is going to be a lot of fun to record. I think we're recording that next week and our first one with the PIs. So that'll be fun. And I'm excited to bring that to our airwaves as well. And Lance, another upcoming episode we've got is a conversation we had with Helen Gon's Catherine Townsend, who was a lot of fun to talk with. She has a lot going on, a lot of podcasts, a new one called Red Collar Diaries. And you can find out more information about Catherine at lovedetective.com. She's also a private investigator.
And I don't want to leave out Winston. She's got her dog Winston yes. as well, a little chihuahua who joins the conversation. It's her sidekick. It's fair to say that that's her sidekick, that he helps her in her investigations. And then we have a very special guest coming up after Catherine, Maggie Pulitzer Prize winning investigative journalist Maggie Freeling will be joining us. Probably not to brag the entire time about her Pulitzer, but I'm sure it'll come up. And I'm sure she'll let us hold it for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm figuring we can kind of hijack it in some way. I'm not sure exactly how yet. Maybe just her signature on email. But in some way, we should hijack this poll. I mean, can she give us an honorary one now?
I think after a while, I think she needs to sort of prove herself for 90 days, and then she can start handing out honorary ones. If not, we'll just steal it. I've already stolen that email signature, Pulitzer Prize winning podcaster.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. That's what she gets.
I want is just to have a good email signature. I just want Pulitzer Prize winning. I might as well just say it. I won. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, now it says it. Thank you, Maggie. And that interview will be coming up in a couple weeks. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this episode and this new sort of style of episode that we're doing. And we will be back with more very soon. Thanks a lot for listening.
See ya.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.